I'm Charlie Turner in New York, and this is Tech News Briefing for The Wall Street Journal. Automatic braking systems have been installed in more and more cars in recent years. But a system that's being relied on as a safety feature has also been the subject of a lot of driver complaints. We'll have the story in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Anthony Lewandowski, a pioneer of self-driving car technology who was at the center of a legal fight between Google's parent company and Uber Technologies, was charged Tuesday by federal authorities with 33 counts of trade secret theft. Justice Department officials announced the indictment against Mr. Lewandowski in a press conference Tuesday. The criminal case introduces a new twist in Silicon Valley's effort to reshape the future of transportation, more than a year after a civil lawsuit between Waymo, the self-driving car unit of Google parent Alphabet, and Uber. Waymo had accused Mr. Lewandowski, a former leader in its autonomous vehicle program, of stealing technology and taking it to Uber. In the settlement of the civil suit, Uber promised not to use technology from Alphabet's Waymo unit and to give Waymo a chunk of equity. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon.com is steadily increasing its investment in IMDb TV, its ad-supported streaming service for on-demand movies and TV shows. Sources say that in recent months, Amazon has asked content suppliers for more exclusive licenses to movies and TV shows for IMDb TV. It reportedly contacted Vice Media to discuss a deal for IMDb TV to pick up Vice News Tonight, the Emmy-winning half-hour news program that was canceled by HBO earlier this year. Amazon has also begun offering to pay an upfront license fee for some type of exclusivity, moving past IMDb TV's initial focus on only sharing ad revenue for compensation. Automatic braking systems have become more common in vehicles in recent years. But while more car makers have installed automatic braking, the number of driver complaints about the technology has also risen. Joining us with more is The Wall Street Journal's Ben Foldy, who's in Detroit. Ben, automatic braking has been touted as a safety feature. What are drivers' complaints specifically?
Most of the drivers' issues and complaints relate to the system going off when the driver doesn't think that it should go off. So that's either a false positive, which is where the car's sensors or camera or radar, whatever the system is using, detects something in the road.
Like a shadow?
It can be a shadow. It can be an overhanging tree branch. It can be the metal plates that road construction workers lay down to cover open holes in the road. It can be railroad tracks. A number of things can seem to trigger this. So a number of the complaints seem to be false positives when the car thinks that something poses a threat to the car and it doesn't. And then similarly, one of the things that both automakers and some analysts I spoke to said is that, you know, sometimes the car might activate the brakes in a situation where the driver doesn't think it should have, but that doesn't mean that the car was wrong. So I just want to be clear, too, that the complaint can also come from a driver's expectation for the system and the system's, you know, the engineer's expectation for the system not lining up.
And also, I would assume that when it's supposed to work, sometimes it doesn't.
There are also cases in the complaint database where, you know, someone said, I thought that this system was going to help me avoid a crash, and it did not.
About how many complaints have highway safety regulators received about automatic braking?
I can't give you a firm number. I did a pretty systematic search of the database. I looked for models made within the last 3 years, and I found over 400 individual complaints.
Have there been a lot of recalls as far as car makers reaching out to drivers regarding automatic braking?
There's been a few. I wouldn't say a lot. There's been 7 in the U.S., mostly for relatively small amounts of cars as far as recalls go. I think the grand total is about 180,000 cars have been recalled so far since 2015.
And there have been a handful of crashes. No injuries or deaths recorded as far as I could tell.
There are a few injuries, no deaths.
Do the complaints cover a lot of car companies, Ben, or just a few? I know you talked to an owner of, I believe, a Nissan Rogue.
Yeah, the Nissan Rogue stands out both in the number of complaints and the fact that NHTSA is investigating a defects petition, which is basically so a nonprofit organization called the Center for Auto Safety saw that there were a lot of complaints about the Nissan Rogue and asked NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, to open an investigation into the Rogue, which it is mandated by law to do. So it's in that process. And Nissan told me that it is cooperating with that investigation. Outside of the Rogue, there are other car companies are named as well, or pop up, you know, more often as well. There were a fair amount of complaints for Honda, and there were a fair amount of complaints for Volkswagen. But almost everybody who has this technology has some level of complaints. It's just a question of how many relative to the amount of vehicles that they have on the road.
Makes me glad I don't have it in my car.
Well, that's what you think. I mean, what's funny is I had somebody reach out to me this morning saying, you know, I'm glad I don't have this on this model. And I pointed out to them that they do have it on that model. They just haven't experienced it yet. So one thing I do want to make clear is that by and large, you know, this technology is helping a lot of people to avoid crashes. But when it does not work the way that drivers expect it to work, they really, really do not like it and have very strong reactions to it.
Let's talk about standardization, Ben. Is another problem with automatic braking that there's little or no uniformity about how the technology is defined in the industry or even what it's called?
Yeah, there's a big problem with that. AAA did a study earlier this year and found that across all of the different manufacturers, this technology could go by about 40 different names. And not only that, but the systems work in different ways. I mentioned sensors, cameras, radar. Some systems use combinations of those. They're engineered to perform differently. Some systems are trying to avoid a collision altogether, so we'll stop harder. Some are only trying to bleed speed off before a collision. Some can detect pedestrians, some can't. And where there's really an issue, it seems, across the industry is from the designers and the manufacturers of the cars making clear to drivers what the system on their specific car can and cannot do. And there's a big gap between drivers' expectations and understanding of the systems and the way that they're actually designed and implemented.
But is the bottom line that the systems vary in their capabilities, meaning, you know, some auto braking systems may work better than others?
Yes. There's kind of a minimum performance standard, but that standard was agreed to in 2016, and even that is voluntary, the commitment to have it on all cars by 2022. So there's a minimum performance standard that has already kind of been exceeded in a lot of ways by the technology. So yes, there is an issue with that.
Wall Street Journal reporter Ben Foldy joining us from Detroit. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks so much.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.